Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is George Matheson, the chair of Manitoba Pork. Thanks for joining us, George.
You're very welcome, Bruce.
A delegation representing Manitoba Pork traveled once again to Des Moines to take part in the 2019 Iowa Pork Congress to meet with U.S. producers and pork sector officials and government representatives, and to take part in a Canada-U.S. Pork Industry Roundtable. First of all, a little bit of background. How long has Manitoba Pork been traveling to Des Moines for the Iowa Pork Congress, and why?
Well, we've been going now for, I believe it's 14 years, Bruce. So it's beginning to be quite an extended period of time. And we've always felt that it's important to put a face to the industry and have at least once per year an opportunity to sit down with our American counterparts and discuss issues and see what similarities we have, differences, and what our general concerns are.
Who did representatives have the opportunity to meet with this time around?
Well, as always, we have a breakfast with the members of the board for Iowa Pork. Iowa, of course, being the leading pork production area in all of the U.S., about five times the production of Manitoba. And government officials, the highest ranking being the Iowa Secretary of Agriculture.
What have been the main issues on the minds of U.S. pork producers during this visit?
Yeah, well, we discussed the trade issues quite extensively, and the replacement of NAFTA with the USMCA trade agreement, and we're all on the same page in regards to the importance of free trade, and also disease issues, biosecurity, and in regards to that, African swine fever being of grave concern for both countries.
With regards to animal disease, animal health, and in particular African swine fever, what are actually the common concerns, and what are the thoughts on addressing those concerns?
Probably the most common concern is how we're going to keep it out of North America, and it's always good to hear that we're on the same page. It's not a case of we're isolationists and you know, thinking of ourselves, keeping it out of our own country. We want it out of keep it out of the North American continent. Both countries realize how devastating it would be. Of course, most concern is it being widespread in the country of China, and concerns in regards to how it would come into North America. Our theory is it would most likely come in on feed, probably, and we're trying to come up with ways to reduce imports. The general feeling is we have our feed requirements in North America. If we can at all help it, let's restrict feed imports from China until this disease is cleared up there. And so both countries are on the same page in regards to how we might approach government officials to restrict feed imports from China.
What are we seeing in terms of cooperation in dealing with the risks of ASF? And just how important is a common front or cooperative approach to controlling disease?
Yeah. Well, there's been a great deal of cooperation. Both countries realize that it would be the most devastating thing to hit this generation of pork producers if it did make itself to a North American shore. So number one, we're both on the same page in regards to how devastating it would be. Number two, we're both in agreement in regards to what we have to do to mitigate the risks of this reaching North American shores.
With regards to trade, what are you hearing from U.S. producers, and what does the Canadian pork sector need to be keeping in mind as a result of the U.S. trade situation?
Yeah. Well, you know, Canadian producers for a hog price take the U.S. National price, and so we fully realize that it's important that U.S. Producers do well, and U.S. have access to the same free trade relations that we have. So we're pleased. We're both countries are pleased with the fact that NAFTA was replaced with something like USMCA, a trade agreement that would eliminate trade tariffs. It's not fully tariffs are not fully removed yet between Mexico and the U.S., so, but they're heading that direction. So we're looking forward to that happening. It's not a case that we're in competition with each other. You know, we're part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The U.S. is not right now. For Canadian producers, it would be a good thing for America to be part of that trade agreement. So, you know, we're on the same page. We want to have the same agreements. We're both free traders. We realize that we're an integrated industry that would benefit some free trade for all.
Who participated in the Canada-U.S. Pork Industry Roundtable and representing what interests?
Yeah, well, there were, as I earlier mentioned, the Secretary of Agriculture for Iowa, which is a huge position, has a great deal of responsibility. Government officials, you know, in agriculture, underneath the Secretary of Agriculture, representatives from the Iowa Ag Bureau, which is, you know, similar to our Keystone Ag producers in Manitoba, but considering the scale of Iowa agriculture, it's a very big, big position to have and very influential in the state. In Manitoba, we had myself, Chair of Manitoba Pork, Andrew Dixon, General Manager of Manitoba Pork, Susan Reese, who is the head of public affairs for Manitoba Pork, and Mark Rempel from Steinbach, who is on our board of directors. There would be in total maybe 20 of us in the room. So it was a good cross-section representation of agriculture and pork agriculture in Iowa and Manitoba.
What were the key topics discussed as part of that roundtable?
Primarily trade. And biosecurity, African swine fever, a small discussion in regards to public affairs and how we continue to have to promote pork agriculture and pork consumption in both countries. But yeah, number one, trade and biosecurity in regards to pork diseases.
Given the latest developments within the global pork sector, how are relations among Canadian and U.S. producers? How important are those relations and why?
Relationships are very good. We go down to their pork congresses. In 2 weeks, we'll be going down to Minnesota's pork congress. In April, they come to our AGM. I have never in my 4 years as chair had any disagreements at any level with the American pork producers. And that's why it's good to do this at least once a year to maintain our strong ties and, you know, make sure we're on the same page. As I mentioned, we are. And we will continue to do this on an annual basis. Meet with them, put a face to the industry, and discuss issues.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No. It's, as always, been a good 3 days here, and we're looking forward to our two-day visit to the Minnesota Pork Congress in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bruce. Always good to talk to you.
Our guest has been George Matheson, the chair of Manitoba Pork. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.